Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. And if you were listening a few days ago, I was talking to Ben and Lauren Green. They are the founders of the Rozzy Foundation, who's named after their daughter, Rosalind Green. And during our conversation, they mentioned Open Hands, Overflowing Hearts. I wanted to reach out to Open Hands and Overflowing Hearts to find out about this special organization and what they are doing to make a difference when it comes to childhood cancer awareness. On the line right now is Sydney Hurley from Birmingham, Alabama, and she's going to share with us about Open Hands, Overflowing Hearts. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Sydney.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. And it would be a great place to start, I believe, with Kayla Funk and her story to share about how Open Hands and Overflowing Hearts began.
Yes, we actually do work quite a bit with the Rozzy Foundation, so I'm so glad that you were able to talk to Ben and Lauren. They are some of my favorite people, so I'm so glad that you were able to talk to them. Kayla has a very miraculous story. She was diagnosed as a young adult with a very pediatric cancer, stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma, and she fought for about a year and a half and became cancer-free. She was cancer-free for a few months and then relapsed, actually going into her freshman year of college at Auburn. And at that point, the treatment end goal for her as an individual kind of changed from curing it to keeping the cancer at bay for as long as possible. And that was when she realized the severe lack of funding for research and for research or for treatment options that not only cured the disease, but also provided better options longer term that didn't have the ramifications that the treatment options did at the time. So that was when they founded Open Hands, Overflowing Hearts. It was September of 2014. Her main purpose was to fund research, and you know, if they couldn't find options for her, she wanted to ensure that she utilized her platform to find better options, not only to cure it, but to allow a better quality of life for children down the road. So that's how Open Hands Overflowing Hearts was originally founded. So she was given 4 to 6 weeks to live. So it was founded in 2014 in September. And then the following year, it was about May, April, May timeframe, she was given about 4 to 6 weeks to live. At that point, they started looking for other options outside of Children's of Alabama, which is where she had received most of her treatment. And they found a holistic naturopathic doctor in Florence, Alabama. And at that point, they brought her in. They had to carry her in. She was so weak and was not doing well. And then she got on 100 ounces of juice a day, was taking over 60 pills a day that were vitamins, minerals, herbs, supplements, all of those things. And she just started to get better and the cancer stopped growing back. So she's about 3 years cancer-free now, maybe a little bit more, maybe 3.5 years cancer-free. She's truly a miraculous person, and her story is miraculous. Both on the Western medicine and Eastern medicine are both what came together and ended up saving her life.
Incredible. And then, of course, there's a partnership between Open Hands Overflowing Hearts and Children's Hospital due to the work that Children's Hospital did early on.
Yeah. So we donate to research, and that is our primary. We have an arm of our organization that does do some family support, but it's mostly just very basic level. We do photographs and videos for the families, and we give them to the families at no cost because Kayla is actually a photographer, so she does all of that for us. But we do partner with two organizations. So we partner with Children's of Alabama, and we partially fund a project there that takes the tumors of, they're actually studying Kayla's tumor in particular, but it does take the tumors of the children that are currently going through treatment, and they put them in mice and then try different treatment options on these mice alongside the children as they're going through treatment to try and find the best way that they can treat these tumors in the children, but obviously not putting them through the harshness of the different treatment options. They're able to do that and test that live. So we do sponsor part of that program at Children's of Alabama. We've donated to Children's of Alabama every year, and we will continue to do that. They were a huge part of Kayla's journey and Kayla's story, and the doctors and nurses there are just incredible, incredible humans. But we also partner with an organization out of Atlanta called the Rally Foundation, who they receive research project applications from across the country. And they receive these, and they have a medical advisory board of 52 people from across the country that they would consider the experts in the field. So they receive these applications, and they get peer-reviewed by this medical advisory board, and then the board will present us with options of projects across the country to fund. So our thought process has always been, we will always support Children's of Alabama. They were, you know, a part of our story. But if a cure is found anywhere, it helps children everywhere. So we want to make sure that the most promising projects that we can fund are funded.
Well, I was a child of Children's myself. When I was in the 7th grade, I had to go through Children's Hospital as I had a tumor in my lower left tibia. Ultimately, it turned out to be staph infection after my first surgery in the 4th grade. And so I actually was part of the children's program early on. Fortunately, my tumor was non-malignant, but it did form staph, which was pretty serious. And I understand what Children's does for families, and it was a great benefit to us when I was a kid growing up in Birmingham.
They're one of the top organizations regionally for children because they are attached to, or they have a very, very close working relationship with UAB. The UAB system, and so they just have truly the top of the top. The medical personnel there is just unmatched. So we are very, very lucky to have them here.
Sydney, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about funding for this organization, Open Hands and Overflowing Hearts, and then also share with listeners how they can connect and find out more information about Open Hands and Overflowing Hearts. Will you stick with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Folks, we're talking to Sydney Hurley with Open Hands and Overflowing Hearts. I hope that you'll continue to listen. And I'd like to again thank Ben and Lauren Green for connecting us. That's all it takes for the Mark White Show. I hear a name of an organization and I reach out to try to find out more about it so that you have an awareness of these special organizations, especially this month as we recognize Childhood Cancer Awareness. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deeds segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom, I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom, bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 someone loves you. I do.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Many of you are aware that September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. I was speaking to Ben and Lauren Green just the other day about the Rossi Foundation, and the subject came up of other organizations and the fact that there are many other organizations who do what the Rossi does. And Ben and Lauren were very clear about the fact that it is a unit, it is a network where organizations work together. And one of the organizations they mentioned was Open Hands and Overflowing Hearts. So I decided to reach out, and I got in touch with Sydney Hurley, and we're talking about Open Hands and Overflowing Hearts right now. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Sydney.
Thank you.
We were talking about the foundation of the organization. We talked about Kayla Funk, and we talked about her battle with cancer. The decision was made to build this organization to help other young people who are facing a cancer battle themselves. This work doesn't exist without having sponsors, without having support from the community. And it does take money. It takes money to do these amazing things. And I wanted to give you an opportunity, Sydney, to share about how people can connect and some of the things that you may be doing to try to help raise funds, especially during this COVID-19 period where it's become harder for organizations and foundations to raise money.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you previously mentioned, the Rossi Foundation is an example of an incredible organization. They primarily focus on family support. There are a lot of different organizations, especially in the Birmingham area, because of Children's of Alabama here, that do focus on different aspects of supporting these families and these kiddos that are battling childhood cancer. But so we focus primarily on research. And the reason for that, obviously, with Kayla's story, but also, you know, we look at what is something that money really can't buy, right? And we look at that and we say, you know what? Money can't buy time, and they can't buy a better quality of life. So the second best to that is investing in research that gives them more time and gives them a better quality of life. And so that is why we focus primarily on research. And yes, you're right. COVID has heavily impacted our ability to be in person and talk about Kayla's story and talk about the need for research and better treatment options. You know, there are tons of kids. I think the last number I looked at was 94% of children that have childhood cancer deal with not only debilitating health effect, like negative health effects later on in life, but that's not even to mention a secondary cancer that can be directly attributed to treatment that they received as a child. And so that is what we're trying to do. Not only are we trying to raise money for other treatments, but better treatments, and to find a cure, and a cure that also, you know, you don't want to just cure the disease and call it a day. You want to give these kids an actual life after this. And so that's our primary focus. But we are doing different fundraising events throughout the month. So they're all virtual. We want to be respectful of regulations and keeping everyone healthy and safe. And so we do have a Facebook page. It's called Open Hands Overflowing Hearts. And we do have an Instagram account as well, Open Hands Overflowing Hearts. You can find us on both Instagram or Facebook. And we do have a website, ohoh.org, and you can find additional information there as well.
I know that you said that you all are focused on research and highly important for families who are listening right now who are battling cancer with their children. As we talked about Ben and Lauren Green, that they're more of the support for families. But if families are listening and they're wondering about research, which is vital to their child's survival, what is your message to those families right now as we talk about the money that has gone into research to give them a shred of hope, if you will, when it comes to their own child's situation and childhood cancer?
Well, you know, families will know more than anyone about the debilitating effects of the treatment that their kids go through, right? And why we exist as an organization is because we know how much those treatments, for lack of a better term, just stink. I mean, these little bodies go through so, so incredibly much. Just that, you know, a little tiny age. And so our hope and our goal is that we recognize that these treatments are horrific, and we know this disease is horrific, so you need an aggressive treatment to address this. But our goal and our hope is to provide more. And, you know, there's a very limited amount of funding, especially in times like these where so many people are economically impacted. In addition to, you know, the lack of funding overall, and then you add an international pandemic and a potential recession in the future, you know, donations now is more critical than it ever has been, because research and investing in the future is a harder thing for people to grasp. But to provide that hope is, honestly, we still have so many supporters that believe so heavily in research. And we do partner with the best of the best, and knowing that we are partnering with experts in the field that are ensuring that these really, really promising projects do get the funding that they need. And they reach out to us saying, hey, you know, this is a project that we really feel that needs funding because it's very, very promising. And then we can take that information and bring it to our donors, bring it to our supporters and say, hey, this is a project that could really, really make a dent and really make an impact. And we've received a lot of support that way as well. So to provide a hope, you know, these families, they have so much hope that I don't think I can artificially provide any of that that they don't already know. They know firsthand the need and the, I guess, effects of these treatments and frankly, why we want better and we want more. And so we know that, and we are working our tails off to ensure that we provide that for them.
Sydney, let's change gears just a little bit. And you mentioned working very hard for this effort. And of course, it takes a passion to do this, a love of children, a love of families who are going through this. What did you want to do when you grew up?
What did I want to be when I grew up? Well, I would say I probably wanted, I wanted mostly to be the Pink Power Ranger, if you remember what that was.
I do.
But I had a friend as a child that had cancer that ended up passing away several years. I grew up an Army kid, so I had moved away, and he ended up passing away several years after I had left. And I always knew that my dream job would be working for, at the time it was working for a children's hospital. And now I feel like I'm in such a unique role and unique position where I can help provide the support for a children's hospital, but also kind of invest in the future of prevention and providing more options. And so I feel like I'm in the best of both worlds, and I'm in a position that I didn't imagine that I could be in. And so I don't know what I wanted to be really when I grew up, but I knew that I wanted to make a difference that way. So I don't know if that really answers your question, but
No, it does. And what it tells me really, when it comes to the friend that passed away however many years ago, you're standing in the gap for that individual. Really, it honors their legacy to do that, to know that you had that experience and it led you to this. I would say that that person and their family members who are still around would really love the fact that you have made this decision because of one event that triggered this response and you just decided, hey, I want to help people. It's kind of like when I was in the hospital for so long and going through home health for 6 months, it really made me appreciate what people did for me. I decided that I wanted to give back in this way and to make other people feel the same way I did when I was just a kid going through my own health issue.
Yes, absolutely. Crazy that you were so young and you remember so much of that, you know?
Oh, yeah. And I tell families all the time, their kids will become the smartest medical professionals in the world because they hear all these terminologies and they just grasp it. My 6-year-old daughter, she picks up everything. And if you have a health issue and you're a child, you become very mature very fast. It's inevitable that the words that are being said around you and you're absorbing everything. And I've seen so many kids that they say, wow, they're really well beyond their years, but it's because of the magnitude of what they're going through. And as you said, it's very difficult, but a child absorbs all that information around them and it stays with them the rest of their life.
It's amazing that when a child knows 10 words and one of them is about 47 letters long with that I can't even pronounce, they know how to pronounce it. They know what it is. They know what it means. I mean, it's just, it is mind-boggling for sure.
It is. So you're very passionate about your job, and I appreciate that. And that's what's going to help you continue to move forward in your life and your journey. And I know that these families who are listening are appreciative, and they count on open hands and overflowing hearts, just like Ben and Lauren with the Rozzy. These foundations, these organizations mean so much to people, and they are looking to you and your foundation organization to support their child, support their families during this effort, whether it be through research or family support. And I know that I could say thank you for many of these families who have benefited from Open Hands and Overflowing Hearts as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Sydney. And anytime that you have information that you want to share, any events, upcoming activities, reach out to me so that I can help through the Mark White Show.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. We really appreciate that.
Folks, we've been talking to Sydney Hurley with Open Hands, Overflowing Hearts. I want you to reach out to their organization. You can go to OHOH.org. You can find them on Facebook, Open Hands, Overflowing Hearts. Also on Instagram, you can find them there as well. And I encourage you to go check it out. And this is September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And I want you to find a way that you can make a difference for a family who is facing this childhood cancer battle. There are many organizations and foundations out there that you can dive into and be a part of this effort, not just in September, but every month of the year, every day of the year. Find a way to help these families and make a difference in their life. Tune in next time as we continue to support Childhood Cancer Awareness Month and other issues that affect our lives. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my home. These are my kind of people.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.